Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15. Good morning, wake me up when Corona ends. Remember when your mom used to say, knock it off or I'll knock you into next year? I saw a meme on social media the other day that said, remember when mom used to say that? Don't you wish she could? I'd call my mom right now, 83-year-old Mama Morganzo. Hey, Mom, if I drive up to Wilkes-Barre, will you do me a favor and knock me into 2021 so this could all be behind me? She'd probably say, yeah, take me with you. It is a Wednesday. It is Tom and Laura in the morning. It is Where Are My Pants Wednesday. I don't understand the theme there. If it is pandemic related, then I understand a lot of people are going pantsless. But if it's just like some people call Wednesday hump day, you heard Rob the Sports Center just say that always kind of bugged me. But I get it. We're over the hump. It doesn't mean anything else. Clean it up. Come on now. But your pants, like wear your pants Wednesday. I mean, shouldn't you save that for the weekend, dancing on the coffee table or something? I don't know. I could be wrong. You know the phrase way back Wednesday, though. A lot of people say that. I have a way back Wednesday clip for you now. Speaking of pants, Kmart was way ahead of the game when they wanted you to order your clothing online. Remember? Do you? Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. But it was Kmart, the defunct, bankrupt Kmart that merged with Sears and still went bankrupt. Kmart! It was them that said, you know, you should start ordering your clothing online. And people were like, that's ridiculous. The ad campaign failed miserably. But do you remember from 2013, way back Wednesday, 2013, ship my pants?
Ship my pants? Right here? Ship my pants? You're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
2013, they came up with the idea. And not only did people think it was, well, foul and obscene and crossing the line, but nobody wanted to order their clothes on the internet. Now look what we're doing. Uh-huh. What goes around, comes around. So on a Where Are My Pants Wednesday, go ahead. Ship them. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom in the studio, Laura at home, and late night TV at home as well.
So this summer there's going to be a Baby Yoda cereal. Ask how they came up with the idea. Baby Yoda said, financial trouble Disney is in.
Yeah, put it on the tee. I'll drive it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I want to go golfing really bad. That's one thing we could do, right? We've gone yellow on the golf courses and not on the greens. See what I did there? Anyway, it is another day of Tom and Laura in quarantine, sort of. The live morning show, the only local live morning show from two zip codes. We'll check with Laura coming up live from her kitchen in Elysburg. Also on the way, a chance for you to win from Giant. It's the Giant Grocery Stimulus with 94KX, the easiest contest ever. News is on the way next. Did I mention it was Wednesday? Because I have to throw it in there. We're quarantined at home and we don't care what day it is anymore. We're all confused. And as a public service here on the morning show, we have recruited the Selinsgrove Grove Speedway announcer because he has nothing to do. So every morning in the 6 o'clock hour, we scream what day it is, you know, like Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. It's time for Wednesday. Well, he does it better. Go ahead there, Selinsgrove Grove Speedway guy. What?
It's Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
What? What?
The day after Cinco de Mayo.
So?
You had too many cervezas, too many margaritas, and one too many tequila shots.
No.
You need quiet.
Quiet.
Kids, go homeschool yourselves.
Oh.
Mommy and Daddy need a break.
Okay.
Pass the Tylenol. And maybe slam some greasy foods. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday,
Wednesday. Wednesday. Thank you. 94KX heading south of the border with Tom and Laura in the morning, heading over to Giant Market where we've got a fun contest, and it's easy, too. You'd be caller 941 and you're a winner. Let's take caller one right now. Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller one, you are part of Giant Grocery Stimulus for free. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, live, local, and from two zip codes. Morgan here in the studio, blowing kisses to my pretty young fang.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord.
Laura Good in her kitchen in Elysburg. Everybody's younger than me, Laura, so...
I know.
So
I
you
know.
Qualify for a PYT.
Hey, thanks. I'll take the compliment.
Mark Lawrence and I were talking early this morning. I had someone bump into me the other day and say, "Who's older, you or Mark Lawrence?" And I was like, wow.
I
said, actually, Mark is a couple months older than me. We are the same age by number. And this person wanted to know if we both graduated from Shikellamy the same year. And I was like, we graduated the same year, but I didn't graduate from Shikellamy. And this happens to me all the time, Laura. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I talk about Mama Morgan being in South Wilkes-Barre for a reason. But people, like, I've been here so long, people think I just grew up here. So I kind of think it's nice. You know, I mean, whatever. I want to win Pine Nutter of the Year every year, but I don't.
Yeah. I know we've had this discussion before.
So, yeah, there we go. Mark Lawrence, just a little bit older. Tom Morgan, a lot older than Laura. There we go. We've laid down the age rules.
There it is.
Tom and Laura in the morning. We got a lot going on today.
We do. We're going to talk to our Wise Market ladies.
Yes. And I got a memo. It says, ask Laura how her head feels after Cinco de Mayo. So you're okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, good. See,
I did a Libations with Laura.
Yes.
I made margaritas, but I had one.
Maybe that's why I got the memo. I don't know. Okay. Okay, good.
It's all good.
Good, good. What have we got coming up as well as our beautiful Wise Market PYTs? The quarantunes are on the way. And
I did a good one today.
Yeah, I so wish that news guy Matt, no offense against Mark, but I wish news guy Matt was here because the quarantunes are doing the Beach Boys.
Oh, geez, that's Matt's favorite.
Yes, it is. So stand by. Birthday buddies and a whole lot more on the way next hour. It's Tom.
And Laura.
In the morning.
On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. My boy Pharrell with Daft Punk. You know Daft Punk, those guys that don't have to wear a mask.
That's such a happy song.
Yep. Just strap on your helmet and get outside. You spend a lot of time outside because you got a big farm where your horsies play.
I do indeed. Mm. I am very lucky to be able to romp around where my horses live.
But those in the cities that they're all cooped together during this pandemic, it makes you
no way.
A little stir crazy, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's why we have some help from the quarantunes today and a little Beach Boys stuff. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go out?
Wouldn't it be nice if we could go out? Didn't have to wear this stupid mask. Have the time to spend with friends and family.
Like Laura.
Go to see a concert, what a blast.
At Spyglass.
Getting fat and getting bored is trending. And this isolation is just never ending. It's really not so nice.
It really isn't so nice.
No, it's not. I want to go out.
Maybe if we think and wish and hope a cure might come through.
Ooh.
Run, Fauci, run. Wouldn't it be a single thing we couldn't do? We could go shopping.
We could go shopping. Wouldn't it be nice?
It really would be nice.
You betcha.
It only makes it worse to live without it. But let's talk about it. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
It'll be nice soon. Hang in there, people. Some of us are going yellow. The rest have to wait a little longer. But someday we'll all be green. And it will
be
nice.
Let us hope.
Let us hope.
94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from the studio and from home. Late night TV from home.
Carnival Cruise Line said that despite the coronavirus pandemic, they plan to launch 8 cruises in August. The cruises will stop in Puerto Vallarta, Cozumel, and then whatever country will take 3,000 sick people.
Well, this isn't good. Ritz Crackers is recalling their cheese cracker sandwiches after they were filled with peanut butter. Yep, people with peanut allergies are thinking, I survived the pandemic only to be taken out by a cracker.
94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, living in two different lands. The only area morning radio show that's live and local from two zip codes. Morgan here in Sunbury and Laura's out in Elysburg on beautiful Hillside Drive.
where everybody wants to visit. We're on the avenue.
What makes you an avenue? Why not a drive? I don't know. Maybe
because that's what the sign says at the end of the road, Hillside Avenue.
My sign is totally wrong.
My sign's totally correct. Well, Hillside's been here for quite some time.
Well, yay for Elysburg, and not so yay for Point Township, who put the wrong letters on the sign years ago. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Birthday buddies coming up from Biters, and that's furniture, mattress, and appliance store in Sunbury. Soon they'll be open, hopefully with crowds of 25 or less, and we'll tell you how you could win on Friday right here. There's only one musical birthday today.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, just one. He's a master, though. Bob Seger is 75 today.
Bob Seger. Wow.
Wouldn't you love to see him at Spyglass? Oh!
Yeah. Oh, that would be a great concert.
Hint, hint, Tommy Webb. Bob Seger, right? 75 and still rock and rolling. So you take your Jared Tall down off the shelf. I think I just scared the birthday buddies jingle. It just... kind of.
Did it just disappear?
It just cut. Oh, yeah. No. I wanted to do Bob Seger with the jingle, and it just. How does one do birthday buddies without our cute little jingle?
We can't.
Maybe we start it again.
Because then that would mean that I would sing even more.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we could do that. Hey, there it is. It reappeared. It's all good. We've got some local celebrities, not just Bob Seger. The local celebs celebrating birthdays today, or as Laura calls them,
Biters
birthday buddies. Very good. Happy birthday to Adriana Oyster, 22 today.
A very happy birthday to Amy Hain from Port Trevorden, Nifty 50 today.
Amy Strasser from Mount Pleasant Mills, Nifty 50 today.
Barbara Spaventa turns 45 today.
Happy birthday to Deborah Betts. She's 52.
A very happy birthday to Henrietta Hine from Cole Township, 62 today.
Henrietta, that's a cool old name, man.
It's a great name.
Yeah. A happy birthday to Jeff Epley. He's from Hummel's Wharf. He's 51 today.
Jeffrey Fodor turns 50 today.
Jeffrey Bauer is 61 today.
Jody Hoover from Port Trevorden is 50 today as well.
Happy birthday to Kate Reed. She's 45.
A very happy birthday to Kelly Karshner, turns 51 today from Northumberland.
Yeah, happy birthday to Kim Mitch. She's 48 today.
Michelle Dauberman from Sunbury turns 52.
And we've got no one on the text club today.
And I'm double-checking Facebook.
All right.
That's all she wrote.
All right, but you know what? Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call Thomas up in the studio at 1-800-326-94KX. Or if you would like to be in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Butter, make sure that you text us 49330. Sign up to be a member of the text club at WQKX.com.
Each and every morning, right about this time, it's Biter's
Birthday Buddies! On
94KX. 94KX. The dog days are over. No, they're not, so stop singing. It's 7:45. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We're going to talk some healthy bites in just a bit and staying healthy. The new magazine is out from the Wise Market Ladies. You know what, Laura? Today is International No Diet Day.
Oh, okay.
I figured, you know, we always do the national stuff. Today is National Nurses Day. Hey, thank you, nurses. Yesterday, National Teachers Day. Today, National Nurses Day. That's a double whammy right there.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It is also National Where Are My Pants Wednesday. Don't quite understand that. And it is International Happy to Skip My Diet Day.
Is that because yesterday was Cinco de Mayo and you ate all the chips? But that doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. So if somebody says, you know, you could cheat today. So if somebody says, hey, man, aren't you on a diet? You're supposed to say, not today. It's kind of like an old SNL Chris Farley thing.
God, I love these fries.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Nobody was better than Farley. Nobody. Lay off me, I'm starving. So anyway, there you go. Speaking of voice work, last night on Conan, Hank Azaria was on. And you know how I love voice work, right?
Yes, I do.
So Conan asked him what his favorite character was to do because he does so many voices on The Simpsons.
The one I enjoy the most, Conan, my friend, is Professor Frank. It's, to me, it's the vocal equivalent of a peanut. I cannot stop once I start. If I get going, I simply cannot stop. It annoys the doodles out of my wife.
The doodles?
You can't be depressed making that. I think that's what it is. It's like a natural mood elevator. If you're down and you start talking this way, it's very difficult to remain depressed. Try it.
It sounds like Jerry Lewis, doesn't it? The Nutty Professor, the original Nutty
Professor. I actually really like that character on The Simpsons.
Right, and he asked what the roughest voice was, and he said, Mo. Believe it or not, the bartender, Mo. Is the hottest voice to do. Because he says his throat starts to hurt after a while. I love that
stuff. See, that's how you talk all the time, Tom. You're so gravelly.
Okay. 94KX, Tom and Laura. In the morning, two different zip codes during this pandemic. 8 o'clock news on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. We love late night TV. We like to talk about it where we can. And we already congratulated the teachers yesterday and today for National Teachers Day. Laura, last night on Kimmel, he took his whole cast and crew and they put them together and they gave a special thanks to teachers. Now, keep in mind, guys, this is from late night TV, but all the teachers listening this morning, I want you to picture that your students' parents actually have put this together.
Dear teachers, thank you
for all you do.
Having our kids at home has taught us
that our children
are terrible,
stubborn,
selfish,
impossible monsters
who suck our life force,
begging for snacks like zoo animals. How are you not all alcoholics?
You deserve more money.
Thank you for teaching our terrible toddlers
and teenagers
for 7 magical hours every day.
This message is brought to you by Trojan Brand Ultra Thick Condoms. Next time, double up.
Oh, my
Lord.
How'd they get the crew and the kids to act like that? I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But today, we say thank you to the nurses. We absolutely love you, too.
I think today and every day, we should say thank you to the nurses, to the teachers, to all of folk who take care of others. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. The grocery clerk to the garbage man. Everybody who's in the front line taking care of it. Thank you from Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Shacking it up with the B-52s. Morgan here in the studio. Laura at home and Catherine at home. Everybody's at home except me. Maybe I'm not welcome home. I don't know.
You're welcome home.
Well, thank you, Laura. I'll be going home at 9 o'clock, as a matter of fact, as soon as Chad Evans comes in. We love when the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies come to the studio, right, Laura? And I'm so...
Yes, we do. And we miss seeing them in person. This is sort of visit number 2 that we're doing virtually / as a call-in. So
we can't see them, but you can still go to Wise Markets and pick up your Healthy Bites new issue, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
We have our next magazine out.
So it's out now, Catherine. What do you got in it besides, you know, the delicious recipes and all of that stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I just love this magazine. All the recipes are so seasonal. It's strawberry month this month, so we have these really amazing, like, strawberry mozzarella basil skewers. Zucchini is coming into season, so we have, like, this doodle chickpea and avocado salad. Our 30 minutes or less kind of spread is all about grilling. So we have a grilled onion, tomato, and Swiss burger. What I can't wait to try is this sweet and spicy salmon with a grilled pineapple and poblano salsa. Mm. So that sounds really good. Mm. There's some other recipes in there, Hawaiian salmon kebabs. We have some snacking ideas since we're all at home a little bit more. And then we have a spread on eating for longevity. So how do we, you know, feel better as we age? And really, it's the Mediterranean diet that we're focusing on in that one.
Ah, Laura's all about that. Laura, you in on this strawberry and zucchini stuff, too?
Sign me up.
Sign me up. As far as earlier this morning, you were over on our sister station, WKOK. Now, when it comes to like a Mark Lawrence and a Tom Morgan, longevity is important. You get where I'm going there? Longevity is important, Catherine. We want to stay around a little bit longer. So please pick up your Healthy Bites magazine and learn about the Mediterranean diet, Mark and Tom. Catherine, it's always great to have you on. Something that might not be in the magazine, this issue, but I want to bring it to light would be, do we really have to wipe off our groceries when we get them home?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. A lot of people are asking that. So according to the FDA, there is no evidence that food packaging is associated with transmitting the coronavirus. So they're saying the virus is really spread from person to person, so we don't need to be, you know, wiping down and sanitizing our grocery bags and our groceries when we get home. They just recommend that, you know, when you do get home from grocery shopping or any other errands that you're running, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Don't have to worry.
Now, Laura's been shopping for her mom, and my brother back home has been shopping for my mom, and they've been wiping everything down like crazy, so.
Mm. Yeah, so again, you know, according to the FDA, we don't need to do that. But, you know, if that makes you feel better, you know, it obviously isn't going to hurt to do that.
Okay, so maybe it's more of a psychological thing then, huh?
Yes, right. It might be.
Well, Laura, are you still going to wipe them down for your mom or have your mom wipe them down? Or?
Well, when I'm talking about wiping things down, I'm talking about sort of washing our hands after touching everything. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about thoroughly washing fruits and vegetables, right, and then actually removing items from the packaging and just recycling it or getting rid of it.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess if it makes us feel better, we can wipe them down. Catherine, that's very helpful. Thanks for the FDA update there as well.
You're welcome.
And we can pick up our new Healthy Bites magazine now, right?
Right, you can pick it up in the store. They're currently being shipped there, or you can always find it online at healthybites.wisemarkets.com.
There you go. Catherine, thanks for being on the line with us instead of in the studio. And Laura, we love it when Catherine and Beth come in, right?
We do. And Murphy, the morning show dog, misses Catherine. Please let her know that.
Murphy, the morning show dog, misses you, Catherine.
I miss him so much.
You guys,
she always gets her puppy fix
when they
come to visit.
Should we allow a few seconds for Catherine to do that puppy talk thing and for Murphy to bark or no?
Exactly. I should turn the radio up a little bit so she could talk to him.
He really is
snoozing
my favorite.
Nicely.
There you go. Catherine, thank you so much for the segment. Even though it's on the phone, we love to hear from you.
Thank you, guys.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
This crowd gathered at an Atlanta mall over the weekend for a chance to buy the new Air Jordan sneakers amid the coronavirus pandemic, which proves that there's at least one thing Michael Jordan and his fans have in common: a gambling problem.
94KX, it's been a long stretch. When will I see you again, my friend? When?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, I don't know. Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here in the studio. Laura's at home in Elysburg. Moms, they come in all shapes and sizes and all ages.
Yes, they do.
And I think Mother's Day is going to be different because of the age thing. A lot of moms are stuck at home right now with their kids, and Mother's Day is going to be something different. But then there are moms, older moms, we'll say, that are home and they miss their kids and their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of FaceTime / Skype / video chat app dates
on Sunday.
You're absolutely right. Family Zooms, even, where everybody gets together. Mm-hmm. And I know that my mom, living alone, has been getting a lot of that, like you just mentioned, Laura. And she cries every time she sees something.
Aww.
It's like happy tears, but still, she can't watch a video that was sent to her or do a FaceTime or anything like that without crying, because she's a grandma and a great grandma, as well as a mom. And a new survey came out asking moms what they want for Mother's Day. And the number one on the list, visiting friends or family they haven't seen since before the quarantine. Oh,
that's hard. That's very hard.
If we could only make that happen. So hang in there, Mom, if that's your number one wish. Number two is going out to a restaurant or a bar. We can't do that either.
That's everyone, not just moms.
Yeah. So just hang in there. Number three is interesting as well. Going shopping, in person.
It's kind of fun to just walk and browse a store, and you really can't do that right now.
Right.
At all.
It's the simple things, and we've talked about this before, Laura, the simple things that we can't do now that make us go, oh, I want that as a gift. Hey, what do you want for Mother's Day? Take me shopping. We can walk around and browse. Oh, soon, maybe. And number four, a problem which a lot of us have, getting a haircut or a mani or a pedi.
I would love a mani-pedi.
Oh, could you get them both at once, by the way? Is that a double appointment?
Well, yeah, I mean, back to back. Typically, you go in pedicure first, manicure second.
Okay.
Depends on the place.
So there you go. Those are the top things mom wants. The survey also found 30% of people say they are going to celebrate with their mom in person. That's down quite a bit now. Just 30%.
Yeah, normally that's more like, I think, 80 or 90%.
Yeah.
Typically.
It was suggested. It was suggested to me that I buy flowers and drive to my mom's house in Wilkes-Barre and ring the doorbell and leave the flowers there. And when she answers the door, I'll be holding the flowers, but I just put them down and just put my hand on the window. But I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I can do that.
Will you be able to stay away from your mom?
Yeah, I don't
She'll
know.
Be like, just get in here, Tommy.
Give me a hug, Tommy.
Exactly.
I don't know. So I'm going to give that some thought over the next couple of days.
There you go.
Moms, wherever you are, whatever age you are, if you're a mom and a grandma, if you're a mom, a grandma, and a great-grandma, this one's going to be a tough one, but good luck. 94KX. Barely breathing on a Wednesday morning. We'll make it to the weekend. It's a Wednesday at the Wash. Now, today's forecast is on and off rain, but a Wednesday at the Wash is always good for Ultimate Express Car Wash and you, the dude with the dirty car.
Yes. You can learn about all their services at washmydirtycar.com.
Mm-hmm.
But also, get that $2 off by becoming a member of our text club.
Yeah, so just become a member of the text club. You got the $2 off in your pocket. There you go. Now, if you're a member of the Wash Club, you haven't lost anything during the pandemic as well. It's all just going to happen for you as far as monthly washing. Ultimate Express Car Wash is open again 7 days a week. New hours, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m., but they're back open 7 days a week. So get ready to wash your car, right?
That's right. And that wash code has been sent out already today. So make sure that you sign up your phone number at WQKX.com and save $2 on any wash service at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Locations where? Tom Seelens Grove?
Yep.
Danville?
Yep.
Williamsport.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura here in the morning. We like to wrap up the show every morning with Laura's thought for the day.
I have a quote this morning from Morgan Harper Nichols.
Okay.
And it just says to rest. So I'll read it for you if you would like.
Yes, we would love it. Go ahead.
And in those moments where the sun is setting and the house is quiet and you're weary from the day, may you know that there is grace for you in that space. And no amount of heaviness or loneliness can take that grace away. And because of that grace, you're free. Free to slow down, free to breathe and rest, no matter the things not sorted out.
There might be some mystery here, and there might be longing, wondering, and waiting, but there is also boundless peace that goes beyond any understanding, running wild like a river through everything, no matter how heavy these moments feel. So rest easy when evening is approaching. Tomorrow is surely coming, and in those hours in between, you are free to rest until then.
Good luck finding the rest later on today, but definitely, when you find it, enjoy it, right?
Absolutely.
Have a restful day, everybody.
Bye, guys.